Many people in Middle America get to the far side of a cold snap today. They're escaping a period where schools closed from Pittsburgh to Milwaukee. Today's warmer temperatures, forecast warmer temperatures anyway, may be a relief to some, but not to the people we'll meet next. Mark Yuricki of member station WCPN in Cleveland spoke with people who made the most of the cold.
From inside the lodge at Boston Mills Ski Resort outside Cleveland, it looked sunny and beautiful. Outside, it was 3 below zero without factoring the wind chill. Yet Jim Dunderdale and a friend were snapping into their boots to head to the slopes.
I came out to have some fun, like I normally do. Yeah.
This stuff doesn't scare you off, 0 degrees?
Not a bit.
Not at his age.
What is your age?
81.
Oh, so you're used to this.
Yes, I am.
And so is Aman Abai.
Well, I looked at the weather and I saw the sun come out and I thought everybody else is going to be out here. So, you know, we missed 6 weeks also of the season, so we're behind. And, oh no, this is great. I've been skiing for about 32 years. My children ski. I ski with people like Lucille, who's 93 years old, you know. It's fabulous. We have a great time out here.
The ski resort marketing manager, Kim Lobenthal, says these guys aren't that unusual.
The regular skiers and snowboarders love it. They know to come in and take breaks and to dress appropriately.
You know it's cold when the snow squeaks underfoot, the gears on the lift chairs are whining, and teenagers actually wear coats. Warm outerwear is a necessity for the crew that worked here all night, outside, trying to make up for what nature failed to provide until this week. The mountain manager at Boston Mills, Ron Morrison, says those hardy souls run the snowmaking guns that spray the water into the air that falls as snow.
You want to try to make, in this type of weather, you make an incredible amount of snow and you make a good type of snow. It's soft, it's what skiers like.
Making snow overnight in sub-zero temperatures is neither fun nor easy. Temperatures this low cause ice to build up on the bottom lip of the guns, and workers have to climb the towers and melt it with torches.
The water freezes around the barrels as they're making snow, and you have to do a lot of work of keeping that clean. So propane's another good friend of ours this time of year.
It's all working for Matthew McCullough, who races down a groomed slope on a snowboard.
This is the best terrain. It's the fastest snow. You have the most beautiful corduroy out here. And for being on a race board, can't ask for anything better than that.
Area school officials canceled classes for several days to protect the kids from the dangerously cold weather. Many of them could be found sledding on neighborhood hills or snowboarding on slopes like these. For NPR News, I'm Mark Yuricki in Cleveland.